Coming up, Groucho, Harpo, Chico, Zeppo, and four other Marx brothers you might have inadvertently overlooked.
Missed it by that much.
His mother made a killing in Heartbreak, and he leapfrogged fame, kind of, sort of.
Damn, son.
Beavers make more than dams.
Damn, son.
Or at least they give it a shot, no matter how shitty the shot.
Ew.
And Elvis ain't the only one who was in attendance at that party in the county jail. All of that, and hey, what fun for you. Because from here on out, we're going to say, guess who?
Guess who?
Right now, at 45 RPM.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome.
You must have been vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
It's not supposed to make that noise.
Look, a song is a song. You either dig it or you don't.
I hope this doesn't go on my permanent record.
Yes, sir. It brings back a lot of memories.
And just for the record,
I guess the only thing we can do is play you a song.
We stand witness to the awesome power of radio.
Your plastic pal who's fun to be with.
And for all of you out there, this is your song.
Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
To 45 RPM and your host, author.
Is this a kissing book?
Humorist.
You know what you are? A hoot. With a capital H, that's what you are.
Grammy nominated songwriter.
You have to imagine it, sung by three chickens.
Toy rifle enthusiast. A zealous advocate for pocket change.
Climate change.
Climate change. And award winning broadcast personality.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Scott Edward Phelps.
Who are those guys?
With every good intention of answering the musical question.
Why don't you do it?
And
just like that.
Everything oldies is new again. Hey everybody, it's Scott Edward Phelps, and welcome to 45 RPM. And this time around, that not being the only question we're going to answer, actually you're going to answer. And that question?
Guess who?
That's right, because that's what this episode is all about. Guess Who? Volume 2, second in a series of shows we've done, where you get the opportunity to hear records by artists that you probably know, even songs you may be familiar with, but you're not quite sure who they are on the front end. And unlike most radio shows or terrestrial radio, where the announcer announces who they are going in, we're going to put you to work. Doesn't that sound like fun?
No, that's not going to do it.
And we know that when you first heard that opening track, that voice sounded very familiar to you, didn't it? Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. And if you're an aficionado of the band or that period, you probably know who that is. But let's suffice to say, That was a song recorded, as was several songs by that recording artist, in the year he went to major fame with another group, right before he went to fame with that major group. And of course, the next musical question to be answered is,
so how long is this going to take?
Because we all know who that voice sounds like, don't we?
You know who that sounds like?
Who?
Sounds a lot like this guy. In large measure, because that's who it is. Mickey Dolenz from 1966, I want to say. And some private label stuff that he did before he went on to become the drummer and one of the main lead singers in The Monkees. The Monkees, of course, all these years later, known primarily, I think, as a music group. But when they started out, they were manufactured for the purposes of a comedic television show in the mid-1960s. A slapstick comedy romp about four guys trying to make it in the music business. One might even say they were a parallel to a very iconic comedy group of the 1930s, and no less an authority than John Lennon pointed it out. And it just so happens he pointed it out to drummer and one of the lead singers in the band, Mickey Dolenz.
Much more like the Marx Brothers than the Beatles in The Final Analysis. And in fact, it was John Lennon that first said that in 69 when he was asked about the monkey-beetle comparisons that were being made. And he said, I love the monkeys, they're like the Marx Brothers.
You're listening to Scott Edward Phelps.
And the sooner you accept the dull, miserable reality of your existence, the happier you'll be.
Wow. Aren't you just a little ray of sunshine?
Although the British invasion was well underway in 1964, the folk craze of the late 50s and early 60s was still cooking along, and in 1964, this song found its way into the top two from a young New Zealander folky.
We're singing in the sunshine. We love every day.
Gail Garnett won a Grammy in 65 for Best Ethnic or Traditional Folk Recording of that tune as well, and went on to become a successful author. The song, through the years, covered by Sonny and Cher, country singer Wanda Jackson, even Helen Reddy. She is strong, she is invincible.
You go, girl.
But kudos, credit, and props for the very first recording noted 2 years before Gail Garnett recorded her own song. Was by a guy who went on to have a measure of success for himself, mostly as a songwriter, who... Yeah. Well, you weren't listening earlier. The title of the episode is Guess Who?
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? It's me.
45 RPM.
Yeah, I will never love you. Lost your love's too dear. But though I'll never love you, I'll stay with you 1 year.
We can sing in the sunshine. We laugh every day. Sunshine.
Then I'll be on my way. I'll sing to you each morning. I'll love you every night. But baby, don't cling to me. I'll soon be out of sight. But
we can sing in the sunshine. We laugh every day. We can sing in the sunshine.
Then I'll be on my way. My daddy, he once told me, boy, love can kill a man. So take what women give you and give it just to what you can.
You will sing in the sunshine. You laugh every day. You will sing in the sunshine.
Then you'll be on your way. Now when our year has ended and I have gone away, you'll often speak about me, and here is what you'll say.
We sang in the sunshine. We laughed every day. We sang in the sunshine.
Then he went on his way.
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 Then I went on my way.
Well, that's one romantic guy who's downright accommodating, wouldn't you say?
Darn tootin'.
Not like those kind of romantic partners that just don't want to let go.
I'm not going to be ignored.
And the performer there of Gail Garnett's classic 1960s tune, well... Again, his renown primarily as a songwriter, although he had a single success or two along the way. Among his discography as a songwriter, couple of hits by a very successful 60s, early 70s group. One, extolling the virtues of visiting España.
Will I never been to Spain? But I kind of like the music.
That's not really a word, is it? España.
Not really.
And there aren't that many people in pop music who can lay claim that they made a fortune, and not just a little fame, out of writing a song about a frog.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine.
That's right, cats and kitties, Hoyt Axton. And Hoyt came by it naturally, the DNA, the Gen X, because when he was a lad, he came into the kitchen and his mama was sitting at the kitchen table with a buddy. They were composing a little number. They got recorded and they did okay with it too.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that heartbreak hotel.
Hit songwriting. It's not just for breakfast anymore.
I'll be just so lonely, I could die.
45 RPM.
Hi, this is Mike Love of the Beach Boys wishing you happy holidays.
It's too early for Christmas.
Little girl, he's heard you before, but now he says you won't cry anymore.
Little beach girl,
take him back, he'll kiss your tears away.
Here I stand,
little girl, he's coming home to stay.
Listening to 45 RPM this time around, Guess Who, Volume 2, in which we wave cool songs in front of you and go, hey, who do you think did that? Who do you think did that?
Hopefully it's more entertaining than annoying.
Not yet!
That right there, file under the heading of When in Rome, late 1950s, early 1960s, teen idols pretty much dominated the pop charts. But along came the Beatles in 1964 and the British invasion right behind them, and that just sort of knocked those teen idols right out of making a living. Some just sort of disappeared. Others said, hey, perhaps there's a way I can cash in on this. That one in particular, a young fella who'd had some crooning hits in the late 1950s and early 1960s, and hooked up in 1964 with Terry Melcher, the son of actress Doris Day, who was actively producing records. He produced the Byrds, some stuff for Paul Revere and the Raiders, and Bruce Johnston, who was a working member of the Beach Boys. Ergo, the Beachy Boys sound of that record right there. And whom is it? Well, one of those late 1950s, early 1960s teen idols, best known for crooning about corresponding on the beaches.
On a day like today, we pass the time
away, writing love letters in the sand.
That was actually one of Pat Boone's biggest hits, and it came about, like many records did in the day, because the fans, as always, knew more than the record companies who released A-sides, B-sides. Well, Pat tells the story.
When I made my first movie, Bernadine, we had to put another song in the movie. And therefore, that song went on the B-side of Bernadine, which was the title song. And the DJs began to turn it over and play it. And as soon as they did, the phones would light up, and the kids, mainly, would say, "Hey, play that again. I like that. What's that? Love Letters in the Sand." So while Bernadine sold a million on one side, Love Letters, when they turned the record over, sold another 3 million.
Of course, you got to remember, this is the same Pat Boone who, along the way there in around 1961-62, recorded a Little Richard song when Little Richard wasn't getting any airplay on quote-unquote white stations. Pat, of course, earning the unofficial title of being hopelessly Caucasian. And he had such fun recording Beach Girl that on the flip side,
what, turn it over, man?
He grabbed a hold of a Brian Wilson Beach Boys tune and took it for a ride.
I'm gonna wake you up early and I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. We're going down to the Honda shop. I'm gonna take a ride with you. Put on a ragged sweatshirt. I'll take you anywhere you want me to.
You're listening to 45 RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
I think he's trying to kill us all!
Hey there, it's Erica Lee. And after many years on the radio, I now do lots and lots of podcasts. In addition to my series like Forgotten Hits, Yacht Rock, One Hit Wonders, 70 Spotlight, I also do shows devoted to a single artist or band. Kind of like a deep dive greatest hit show. See if I've explored your favorites on Podomatic.com. Just search Erica Lee's podcast. Now back to Scott Edward Phelps.
Time for a little famous people I know.
Famous people I know.
Well, this is a kind of sort of famous people I know. I do not know Dolly Parton. I did meet her at a meet and greet a long time ago. Very pleasant. We had like 30 seconds of hi, how are you chit chat. But obviously there were many other people to talk to. So we didn't get to get down and cozy, if you know what I'm saying.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more.
And the truth of the matter is the recording artist whose cover of one of Dolly's great songs that you're about to hear isn't somebody you're probably familiar with. So when I say that you got to guess who, it's kind of like, well, it's just not fair.
What are we doing? What in God's name are we doing?
Well, hopefully you're having an entertaining time and you're learning much about what you did not know about popular music.
Monkeys might fly out of my butt.
Yes. Well, your insightful point of view notwithstanding, it's really a very cool version of Dolly's classic tune. And when it's over, I'll tell you who it is and do a little name dropping because I know her. In the meantime, please enjoy Jolene at 45 RPM.
Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot
nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand that you could easily take my man, but you don't know what it means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man, oh no,
met her in the early 1980s. She was an 18, 19-year-old up-and-comer singer who came from a musical family. Her mother had been a backup singer in Nashville. Her name, Matresa Berg.
Miss Berg.
And Matresa went on to have some songwriting success of quite some renown. She co-wrote the Dina Carter country hit Strawberry Wine back in the 1990s. She followed the musical family pedigree by marrying Jeff Hanna in 1993. Jeff Hanna, a founding member of Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And if you, like me, happen to be a songwriter of any accomplishment at all, we may be cool, but we'll never be hey. Linda Ronstadt recorded one of our songs, Cool. Tracy Berg's that cool.
Walk on. Walk on till you're gone away. Walk on till you find someday. Honey, goodbye goes a long, long way.
You're listening to 45 RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
Should I have protective goggles on or anything? Because sometimes the birds go nuts and try to peck my eyes out.
Yeah, actually, we're not talking that kind of birds. Actually, we're not even talking the birds. Who's doing it?
Guess who?
Stay tuned.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy yet. There ain't no place I'm going to. Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me.
senses have been stripped, and my hands can't feel to grip, and my toes too numb to step, waiting only for my boot heels to go wandering. I'm ready to roll anywhere, I'm ready for to fade, until my home parade.
A veritable 60s smorgasbord, a big hit by the Byrds, words and music by Bob Dylan, and performed by the Peter and Gordon who weren't Peter and Gordon. That's Chad and Jeremy. Coming up, a customary thing that's totally not the customary thing from this 60s hitmaker.
What?
Theodore tried to be a pop star. Best to leave it alone. Or just leave it.
Wait, wait.
And before there was bridge throwing, there was a lot of lonely people to sing about.
Say what?
Hey, trust me.
I don't know about that.
All that and more when Guess Who Volume 2 returns.
In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you.
A lot of great music to be found when 45 RPM continues. Welcome.
Oh, welcome back.
To 45 RPM.
Hey, what up, science bitches?
And your host, author...
Write me one about a nice, normal woman who just shoots her husband.
Humorist...
Is that a joke?
Grammy-nominated songwriter...
I'm very gifted.
And award-winning broadcast personality...
Hey, you can take your trophy and shove it straight up your...
Scott Edward Phelps.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Well, I asked my mom and daddy why they loved each other. I got a wink from daddy and a grin from mother. I wanna be like that, I wanna feel the same.
The customary thing.
Oh, that's why I love that baby so. And we squeeze so tight.
Ooh, the customary thing.
I love her, she feels the same.
Ooh, the customary thing.
Take a little George Jones.
Mighty, mighty pleasing. Pappy's corn squeezing.
White lightning.
Add a splash of Ernie K. Doe.
There's a certain girl I've been after a long, long time.
What's her name?
Can't tell you.
And you got yourself the customary thing. Hey, everybody. Good to have you along this episode of 45 RPM this time around. Guess Who? Volume 2.
Guess Who?
Yeah, I believe I just said that.
I know.
We played the songs. You guess who it is. It's a fun game without any psychological or financial repercussions.
I don't understand.
John Henry Ramastella featured prominently on 45 RPM from time to time. Born in New York City of Italian ancestry and moved to Baton Rouge, Louisiana back in the, 1950s. This guy, though, quite a history. He had his own band, the Spades, made his first record at 14 when he was a student at Baton Rouge High, and recorded on the Suede label as early as 1956. Met Alan Freed, the rock and roll pioneer, who advised him to change his name after the Mississippi River. And John Ramostella became, wait for it, no, not Veronica Lake.
What are you, ignorant?
What's the matter with you? Johnny Rivers, man, it's good. You should check Johnny out on the Wikipedia. I know lots of stuff, and I didn't know lots of stuff about Johnny until I went looking. In 1958, he met James Burton, who was Ricky Nelson's guitarist. Burton recommended one of Johnny's songs to Ricky, who recorded it. They met in L.A. in 61. Johnny began to find some work as a studio musician. And then in 1964, he got himself a one-year contract to open at the Whiskey A Go-Go, a brand new club on Sunset Strip in West Hollywood. Now, the Whiskey had been in business just 3 days when this song entered the Billboard Hot 100.
I wanna hold your hand.
And the British invasion had arriveth, and it knocked pretty much every American artist off the top of the charts. But Johnny was so popular that record producer Lou Adler decided to issue Johnny Rivers Live at the Whiskey A Go-Go, which got all the way into the top 12 of the pop chart. And his most requested live song, courtesy Mr. Chuck Berry, thank you very much.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee.
Alan Fortas, who was a friend of Elvis, thank you, said Elvis played a test pressing for Rivers that Presley had made but hadn't released. Johnny was impressed, and much to Elvis's chagrin, Johnny recorded it, released it, and even copied the arrangement. Johnny went on to have a host of hits, ballads, and others, but for most of us baby boomers and Johnny Rivers fans of that era, it's a pretty good bet that his Obit song will be the theme song that he recorded from a British TV series in the 1960s called Danger Man. The American version? Yeah, you know.
Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your name.
Hi, this is Tony Barrow. I was the Beatles press officer back in the 60s, and you're listening to Scott Edward Phelps.
Speaking of the Fab Four, the song's a dead giveaway. The voice may or may not be recognizable. Either way,
who is this?
Guess who? At 45 RPM.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father McKenzie writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning the socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Oh, look at all the lonely people. Died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Father McKenzie wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one will save all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Look at all the lonely people. Oh, look at all the lonely people.
Born Roberta Lee Streeter in Woodland, Mississippi in 1942. one of the first female artists in America to ever compose and produce her own material. On her albums, she actually did cover songs, timely tunes, she did Jimmy Webb stuff, she did another Beatles tune, The Fool on the Hill. But her biggest claim to fame? Well, after she moved to Palm Springs, California, she took a stage name based on a 1952 movie starring Jennifer Jones about a poor but beautiful girl from the backwoods who ends up marrying the town tycoon.
That's the loveliest thing I've ever heard.
That film was Ruby Gentry, and Roberta Lee Streeter became Bobby Lee Gentry. Oh, and that big hit? Celebrating the recreational fun of tossing things off bridges.
And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
By the late 70s, she was pretty much done with performing.
But wait!
Speaking of late 70s, for about 20 minutes, 1978 to 1980, she was married to another witty, creative talent, Jim Stafford, one of the great romantic songwriters of our time.
I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me, like I want to be loved by you.
From Hollywood, it's
45 RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
I sold everything I own just to get to Hollywood. I even sold my watch and chain, my diamond ring to get to Hollywood.
Another one of those, man, I recognize that voice, but I just don't think I've ever heard that song. Songs?
Yeah.
Well, there's one you're probably much more familiar with the voice being matched up with, right?
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and
45 RPM.
Television night tonight. I'm gonna make television for everybody.
Since there have been televisions, there have been television stars who have attempted to cash in at one time or another by appealing to the pop music and or rock and roll music audience. We play a number of them right here on the old 45 RPM. the statistical chances that you're going to be able to...
Guess who?
This is... Yeah, slim and none. Let's have some fun, because happiness is having fun.
Okay!
At 45 RPM.
Happiness is... being left alone. Happiness is... Living out on your own. Happiness is having your feet on the ground, walking away and know you'll never be found. Messing your mind, and most important of all, be free. Happiness is having a girl of my own, taking her out and always being alone with me. Yeah, me. Happiness is going about 110.
Is this TV star / rock and roll icon? Actually, first, he was a print ad model at age 2. He was a movie star. His first major gig was in an Alfred Hitchcock movie at age 7, and he recorded and he released a half dozen classic pop hits like the one we just enjoyed.
What?
Oh, yeah. For 6 years and 234 episodes, he was then, pretty much is now, and will ever and always be known in 80 countries and 40 languages around the world as...
Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Oh, and rock and roll icon?
No.
Yeah.
A lot of great music to be found at 45 RPM.
I'm worried about the Beaver.
That's all the television there is.
Right now for a little change of pace, not a...
Guess who?
But a guess who wrote it.
What the hell is going on?
Hey, I'm impish. I know you now. Identity of composer, forthcoming at 45 RPM.
You say you will love me if I have to go. You'll be thinking of me. Somehow I will know. Someday when I'm lonely, wishing you weren't so far away, then I will remember the things we said today. You say you'll be mine, babe, till the end of time. These days such a kind, babe, seems so hard to find. Someday we're dreaming, deep in love, got a lot to say. Then we will remember the things we said today. Lucky kind, love to hear you say that love is love. Though we may be blind, love is here to stay, and that's enough to make you mine, babe. Be the only one. Love me all the time, babe. We'll go on and on. Someday we're dreaming deep in love, not a lot to say. Then we will remember the things we said today. Me, I'm just the lucky kind. Love to hear you say that love is love. Though we may be blind, love is here to stay, and that's enough to make you mine, babe. Be the only one. Love me all the time, babe. We'll go on and on. Someday we're dreaming deep in love, not a lot to say. Then we will remember the things we said today. Then we will remember the things we said today.
Her name is Mary McCaslin. She's an American folk singer, writing, recording, performing contemporary folk music. She's been on a number of private labels through the years, and she's considered a pioneer of open guitar tunings. Look it up on the Google there, kids. And her distinctive vocal stylings. I came across this recording of this song by McCaslin and thought I'd share it with you, because I got a kick out of rock critic, quote-unquote, Robert Christgau, writing in his book, Rock Albums of the 70s. That McCaslin was, quote, without self-dramatization, she favors plain melodies and commonplace imagery, and her singing is gamely unhistrionic. This woman explores Joni Mitchell's territory with equal intelligence, more charm, and no drums. Well, whoop-de-frickin-do.
Well-la-de-frickin-da!
I believe I just said that. Oh, and as to who wrote the song? Well, if you're of a certain age, you go,
no shit, Sherlock!
And if you're younger than that, or a lot younger than that, you may not know that that little ditty was among other little ditties that were composed back in the 1960s by a young fellow who had a band that had a little measure of success. A young guy by the name of Paul McCartney and a little group he had called The Beatles.
You say you will love me if I have to go. You'll be thinking of me, somehow I will know. Someday when I'm lonely, wishing you weren't so far away, then I will remember things we said today.
Remember when you were with the Beatles? That was awesome.
Well, as long as the wheels are off the wagon for the moment, instead of a guess who this time around, let's try a guess why.
Oh my God.
Why?
He was born Andrew John Franicevich Jr. in New Orleans, Louisiana. And this was a little parody hit that he and his band had in 1981. But I'm just going to tell you who they are. And after we listen to and enjoy the parody, I'll tell you why. Vince Vance and the Valiants, kiddies, at 45 RPM.
Bomb, 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 I ran. Bomb, 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 I ran. Sam's getting pretty hot. Time to turn, I ran into a parking lot. Bomb, I ran. Bomb, 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 I ran. Bomb, 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 I ran. The country's got a feeling, really in the ceiling. Bomb, I ran. Bomb, 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 I ran.
Bomb, 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 I ran.
Bomb, 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 I ran.
And if you're asking the perfectly reasonable question, why am I sharing this song with you?
Why, God, why?
God!
Well, just for fun, but by way of highlighting Vince Vance, whose real name is Andy Stone, the year 2022 found him suing Mariah Carey for copyright violations for a song that Vince Vance and the Valiants did in 1989 called All I Want for Christmas Is You. Check out a piece of this.
Take back the tinsel, stockings and bows, 'cause all I want for Christmas is you.
Clearly that's not the Mariah Carey song, which came along 5 years later. Vince Vance and the Valiants version has been done a few times. Kelly Clarkson covered it once. Mariah's? Yeah, she's sold 10 million copies to date, and it's the most played Christmas song in the history of mankind.
Why, God?
I don't know. So two questions come to mind. Why is anybody even giving this lawsuit the time of day when it's very obvious the songs are not the same? And second, why on God's earth would anybody want to take credit for having anything to do with Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You? Hello?
Season.
45 RPM.
As I've told you before, in a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
This week's one more thing? Well, no Guess Who would be complete without a little King, honey.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, man, you do that pretty good.
And I'm name dropping and shameless self-promoting all at the same time. You'll recognize the song. Do you recognize the singer? Check it out. 45 RPM.
Going to a party in the county jail. Began to wail. Band started jumping, jaw began to swing. Should have heard it knocked out, jailbird sing. Let's rock it. Everybody, let's rock it. There's everybody in the whole cell block. Why dancing to the jailhouse rock? Well, Spider-Muffet played on the saxophone. Little Joe was blowing on the slide trombone. Drummer Bob by Miller, Norwood crash boom bang. Whole rhythm section was a purple gang. Let's rock it. Everybody, let's number three, you're the cutest jailbird I ever did see. Sure be delighted with your company. Come on and do the jailhouse rock with me. Let's rock, let's rock, rock, rock. Everybody, let's rock,
let's rock, rock, rock.
Everybody in the whole South Dock, why dancing to the jailhouse rock?
Country legend with more number ones than any other country legend, and a guy who showed impeccable taste in the 1980s by recording a song that I wrote. That's Conway Twitty. I'm Scott Edward Phelps. Join me next time. There's lots of great music to be found at 45 RPM.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
We'll catch you next time.
Time to get back to the real world.
And like that.